Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and in this part of the show, I will be talking with John Mackley today. John is an archivist for the Barry Historical and Heritage Society, and he's also a volunteer for the Township Sun. Today, he will be talking about the photo project going on right now, organized by the Township Sun. But first, we will hear the song called A Photograph, and it's by Jim Robinson. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships.
There's a photograph I never took. It's 9 o'clock at night. The doorway is a picture frame. Your back is to the light. You say I can't be all that sick if I'm still able to dance a jig. I can't be all that sick if I'm still able to dance a jig. We hung around, a friend dropped by. He stayed and talked too long. Stories about the good old days. Folks who'd now passed on. You say I can't be all that sick if I'm still able to dance a jig. I can't be all that sick if I'm still able to dance a jig. I watched you kiss my mom goodbye. Bills you stashed away. Said we'll see you in the morning. Would you like us to stay? You say I can't be all that sick if I'm still able to dance a jig. I can't be all that sick if I'm still able to dance a jig. We hardly said a word. The look that crossed my mother's face. The rest is all a blur, except the photograph I never took. It's 9 o'clock at night. The doorway is a picture frame. Your back is to the light.
For the Cube, and today I'm very pleased to welcome John Mackley to the Townships at 12. Now, John is an archivist for the Barry Historical and Heritage Society. He's also a volunteer for the Township Sun, and he's responsible in a big part for this, the Sun's photo archive project. I also have down here, it's a mystery project's photo, the photo detective challenge. So definitely going all around the townships. So very interesting, John. So thanks for being on the show. And could you tell us a little bit about the Township Sun before we start on the photos and its role in preserving the history of the Eastern Townships?
Well, thank you. The Township Sun just recently celebrated its 50th anniversary. So it's been around quite a while. It's had quite a few different editors over the years. And it turns out that they have kept quite an extensive collection of photographs. When Rachel Garber took over as editor and I started volunteering, we came across these photographs. They were just randomly in envelopes and folders in these cardboard boxes. And as an archivist, I was very uncomfortable with that. And so we talked about it, and she contacted the Township Research and Cultural Foundation and obtained funding so that we could set up an archives project, but specifically a photo archives project, and find a way to digitize and preserve all of these photos so that they would not be lost. Things like that deteriorate over time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're basically responsible for preserving these photos. So tell us about that.
Well, the first thing I'm doing, I already had access to a professional oversized scanner. So I started sorting through the images and categorizing them, and then started scanning. And I'm saving them in four different photo formats so that they will be well preserved. The images, the pictures themselves will be put into acid-free sleeves and then archival folders. And I obtained a waterproof, fireproof, portable file box large enough for all of these things to go in, categorized and filed, so that the original photos will be well preserved. And someone on the board of directors of the Township Sun will take charge of making sure this file box stays safe, and also that it's available for researchers and for maybe future issues of the Township Sun if they want a special photo from something from the past.
Mm-hmm. You're certainly doing a really careful job there. That's amazing. That's wonderful. How do you select the photos for this project, the Photo Detective Challenge?
Oh, well, that was kind of selected for us because as we went through them, we identified everything we possibly could. And many of them, you could tell, it was obvious. So this is in Lenoxville, I recognize that. Or this is this church out in Knowlton or wherever. And we got down to the last 36 that no one knew what they were, who they were. There were people that we did not recognize, did not know who they were. There are churches that we could not recognize. And so Rachel came up with the bright idea, well, why don't we get the public to help? And so she set up a series of which we're calling the Photo Detective Challenge. And the last one was last weekend in Barrie at the Barrie Public Library. And it was a blast. People had so much fun looking at these photos and saying, well, this might be this or there. And we had, I think, two of the collection that was identified. One of the churches ended up being on Deneau Street in Sherbrooke. And ironically, I lived just down the road from there and didn't even recognize it. I had passed it on walking every day. But that's one of the things that makes it fun.
Mm-hmm.
There are future events coming up 1 week after the other. And what we do is we lay out all these photos. They're framed. And these are just reproductions, so they're not fragile or anything. And people can come and pick them up off the table, look at them close. We have magnifying glasses to help and lights. We would really appreciate any information anybody might have. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that know things that we don't.
Okay, going to a lot of different places, Grace Village too, that would be very interesting for the people there too, and you might have some luck there. Okay, Haskell Free Library, February 15th, Wales Home, the February 13th, and Grace Village, Wednesday, February 19th. And I believe you also are going to have an exhibit at the Lenoxville Library?
There is an ongoing exhibit right now. This is a separate project where we printed 31, I think, large photos from the collection, but these were not ones we didn't identify. There may be one or two we're not certain of, But these were printed and framed, and we exhibited them at the Bernard F. book launch in Barrie, and the book launch in Knowlton as well. But they're on exhibit now at the Lenoxville Library until April 3rd. And they're really, really interesting to look at. People are welcome to go there. And there is a vernissage planned for Thursday, February 20th at 5 to 7 p.m. And the public is welcome. And we'd really love to see lots of people come out to see these interesting historic photos.
Mm-hmm. And that's at the Lenoxville Library, I guess, February 20th? Okay.
Yes.
Why is it important to involve the community in identifying these photos?
Our history is, it's our collective heritage. I got into to history and became an archivist because so much gets lost so easily. People, lots of people have their family history and history of their town in boxes in their attics, and they stay there for centuries sometimes, or if the house burns down, they're completely lost, and we don't even know what is being lost every day. So if there's any bit of history, photographs, manuscripts, letters, any of those things should really be preserved, and if you're concerned about them, contact the local historical society who can help you preserve them, and if you are worried about keeping them in your home, they can keep them for you in a safe safe archive somewhere. Because we only know about where we came from down through the centuries because there were historians who kept these records.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Any particular time periods or themes that stand out in the collection of the mystery photos?
These are some like 30, 40 years ago. There are a few photos that I'm really interested in that were from the 1800s, I'm sure, just from the dress and the style of the vehicles, which were horse and carriage in those days. But until we can collect enough evidence to really pin it down to a time or place, they just remain in the big question mark pile.
Mm-hmm, exactly. It makes me realize that in any photo, there's always a bit of history. So that's a very interesting thought there. What do you hope that this project will achieve in the long run?
Well, first of all, we just want to involve the public and have some fun in the dead of winter. It's nice to get out and see other people and to have something interesting to look at and talk about. That's the main thing. I mean, yes, we're begging for help, but that's a side issue. And just consciousness raising. If people think a little bit more about history, they might think twice before they throw that old bag of papers in the trash. Because there could be valuable information in there. If they're aware of how this can affect society in the future, they might think twice and at least take a look at it and see if there's something interesting in there that a historian would die for.
Any particular mystery photo that you're especially hoping someone will recognize?
There's one that it looks like a fair. There are people milling around on a big open grassy place, and in the background is a large, large bandstand. That's not the right word for it, but a big a grandstand. But it doesn't seem to match anything that's around today. So if someone has other photos of, say, the Sherbrooke Fair or the Knowlton Fair or other fairgrounds that we could compare with this photo and determine where this was and maybe when it was. Also, there's a number of people that we'd really like someone to recognize and tell us, well, that's my uncle or this is so-and-so from such and such a place. That would really help us to be able to categorize it. And that way, if we're looking for that person in the future, we'd be able to just look it up rather than go through the folder with the unknowns.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So a lot of enthusiasm. The project kicked off in Barrie, and it's going to be at the Wales Home the 13th, the Haskell Free Library February 15th, and Grace Village Wednesday 19th. Sounds like you're covering a good part of the townships there.
that was Rachel's intention. She's doing everything she can to get the townships done to involve the entire Eastern Township. It's a very large region, but we are a community, and we can do things together as a community.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And also, if people haven't written down all this information, they can go to the Township Sun website, townshipsun.ca. Very easy to remember. They can go there, and all the information is there, and we'd be happy to see them.
And also, while they're there, they can sign up for the Township Sun, too, a great little English magazine, and support the cause. Good. Anything else you'd like to mention, John?
Just a shout out to all of the townshippers out there. We'd love to see you come, and we love getting together and doing things.
Okay, sounds like a great project. John Mackley, an archivist for the Barrie Historical and Heritage Society, and also a volunteer for the Township Sun, and he's been working on this Township Sun photo archive project. So the photo detective challenge, it is on, definitely. So a great way for people to come out and maybe identify some of the photos. That would be great. Okay, thanks, John, and all the best.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on the Cube 88.9 FM, and we just heard a song from The Police, and the song is called Message in a Bottle. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. According to Health Canada 2023 Canadian Cannabis Survey, 11% of 20 to 24-year-olds surveyed use cannabis on a daily or near daily basis. Many people who use cannabis say they do so recreationally to relax or to cope with poor mental health. However, multiple scientific studies have shown that daily or near daily cannabis use over time can increase your chances of developing disorders related to anxiety and depression. Additionally, studies show that using cannabis this frequently does not improve mental health over time and actually contributes to poor mental health. In severe cases, daily or near daily use can also increase your chance of experiencing psychosis or schizophrenia. This risk is higher among people with a personal or family history of mental health disorders, particularly male teenagers and young adults. Cutting back or stopping cannabis use can reduce or even eliminate some or all of its effects and can help improve your long-term mental health and brain function. Learn more at canada.ca/cannabis.
I step off the train, I'm walking down your street again, past your door, but you don't live there anymore. It's years since you've been there. Now you've disappeared somewhere. Some better place, and I miss you like the desert missed the rain, and I miss you like the desert's missed the rain. Could you be dead? You always were two steps ahead of every.
Deserts miss the rain, and I miss you.
We just heard Missing, and it's by Canadian artist Jan Arden. I'd like to thank my guest in the second part of today's show, John Mackley, and check out the website for the Township Sun. We will close today's show with a song by Valley, When You Know Someone. Thanks for listening, everyone, and if anybody has an idea for an interview, or if you just want to leave a comment for me, please email me at cjmqnews@gmail.com. Have a great afternoon.